Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Ooh,
all right. Crazy. Yeah, I need to keep an eye out. You know what they say about the young.
For Corey Feldman tickets?
Fuck yeah.
I would be down to go.
Dude. Because
it would probably be at a little venue.
I would get high out of my fucking mind.
It would be the funniest shit
probably. Hell yeah.
It's the epitome of like being funny and not meaning to be or caring. Speaking of the funniest shit, welcome to the Who Goes There Podcast, episode 377. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Maddie Ding Dong.
This is Red. Soy indeed.
That is Red. Are you saying I'm a soy boy?
And other right wing things.
Soy boy.
Well, how you been, fellas?
Pretty good.
So the three of us together went somewhere. We did a thing.
We did a thing.
Well, so two of us did more of a thing, and then eventually one of us caught up.
One of us went there and sat down on his phone for half the show.
One of us caught Pokemon.
One of us also was like, what time's the show? And we were like, it's probably about this time. Oh, that's the time of the show? Ugh.
The doors open at 6.
Yeah.
Is what it says. Doors open.
At six. You guys are like, oh, the headlight is probably going to be on at like 8 o'clock. And I'm like, they're fucking crazy.
That's not what
there's
I said.
No fucking way. That's I think George
I
did.
We said ish. They came on at 9.
They went on at like 9:30. It was late. I was tired.
Sick burn, bro.
It was late. I was tired.
Boom. He got me.
And it was your fucking idea.
And I went to bed as soon as it was over.
God.
Immediately.
So anyway, we went to the sounds of animals fighting.
It's just the sound.
Yeah, I always figured it was sounds,
but I think it should actually be called the sounds of asshole sharding.
That should be your new band, dude.
Well,
you are decidedly not a fan of Anthony Green in any form.
You were hanging out with him.
You know, you guys were there, but for
you people. Guys were there. You guys were there.
So I'm going to act like you don't know what I'm saying already because people are listening.
Yeah, but yeah.
I bought the sweater. I dug the show. I don't like Anthony Green. And the fucking guy comes out and after the first song, remember what he did?
Thank you so much.
And then like, the next one is like, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. And then there was, I'd love to see you dance. That's what I'm talking about. Like, dude, someone needs to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Oh, shut up and sing, stupid.
Like, you're almost single-handedly ruining this show. And he's the most, like, notable person in the band, right?
Yep.
So, I get it, though. Like, you know, Maynard has his side bands, and Chino has his side bands, and Anthony Green from Circus Survive has his side bands, and then he comes out and says shit like, thank you so much!
Jesus Christ.
But I got a sweater because the band was dope.
It's what happens when he does a lot of drugs.
He doesn't look too good.
No. It's funny, the day of, Rhett sent us a photo of Anthony Green, and he said something along the lines of, I swear to God, if he makes this face, I'm going to lose it.
And he made it multiple times.
He made that face the whole show.
That's just his face.
That's just his face, man. It's like, how can you not?
Thank you so much.
But it was a good night. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Some random girl came up and hugged me during a song.
Yeah, that was weird.
And she was like, I just need to hug somebody right now.
Yeah, what'd she say? I just don't want to be alone right now.
Yeah, dude.
I hadn't seen in 13 years came up and gave me a hug.
Oh, my God. I guess it's that
probably
does
because
that.
She was fucking freaked out by Anthony Green.
Just
like,
fucking.
What the fuck?
She might have been on Molly, too.
I think that's probably closer to the truth.
That's more likely.
Yeah. It was chill. Twice in a lifetime event.
Because
I'd seen them, you know, in 2006.
I could see that.
Yep.
What else, little homie?
That's it, little homie. I do not recommend the show The Rig. I talked about it on Patreon content, but don't watch it.
And it is a type
like the Thing type show on an oil rig?
It's the Thing plus the Mist plus an oil rig, and it equals trash.
Okay. That's a good equation.
Simplifies Watch Demons that. At the Door instead.
And, oh, did you see the Bo is Afraid trailer?
I'm not doing a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm intentionally not watching it. I want to go.
Okay.
I want to go in blind.
Well, for the listeners who don't know, and especially the ones who do and have been talking trash about it. it's Ari Aster's new film.
No!
Yes.
So well, let me guess, it's a family drama with a lot of ugly crying?
Potentially, but it's also that. It's also not necessarily not a horror film, as far as we can tell, and everyone's been anticipating, oh, horror film. It's like, who said it was a horror film? But we don't know. It looks very mysterious. And it comes out in April, and I'm not even sure if we'll be able to do this on the show, because if it's on brand or off brand, but I will definitely be watching it.
Same.
You know? So.
I won't if I don't have to.
I will make you watch it without it being on the show. Just, dude, what if it's, ready? In the conversation.
No.
We have to control the narrative.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. All right. What else? What's our next show we're going to?
Save Ferris.
Or Corey Feldman, depending on what comes first.
I'm going to look and see when that motherfucker
What if he has got like a surprise show somewhere?
I looked like last week. I didn't see anything.
Damn it.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be seeing a film that's been, it's been very buzzworthy on the festival circuit, and it makes its way to Shudder later this year. It's very abstract, lo-fi. It's called Skinamarink. And it only has a couple fucking days of showtimes here in San Diego for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, starting tomorrow. I'm super excited about it. It's supposed to be a challenging watch because you guys love this kind of stuff. There's no story. It's
I'm just, down.
It's an experience.
I'm down.
But will it outstay its welcome at an hour and a half length? I don't know, but we'll see.
I'm way okay with lack of story if it's intentional.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay, so there's no Corey Feldman dates, but I just want to read some of these reviews. They're all 5-star reviews. Very fun. He gave 110%. Corey fucking rocks. Loved it. Brilliant masterpiece of music from movies. Corey Feldman did, and even new music. Loved the song Courtney and band members sang. Beautiful job. Meet and greet was amazing. He's down to earth and wonderful.
There's zero sense of irony in that.
Didn't realize how talented Corey is with his guitar playing and drumming.
Dude, are these people...
What's up his wife is an amazing singer as well.
What's up with the youth, man?
It was awesome. Major 1980s and 1990s flashbacks. His performance was great. To be able to be that close to Corey Feldman and actually be able to hear him sing and perform.
They don't even get the art.
Dude, and the fans follow Nine Inch Nails, Rob Zombie, Smashing Pumpkins, The Cure, Ozzy Osbourne. How is Corey Feldman linked in with them?
Speaking of not getting the art.
Yeah, for real. Le art.
Matt Smith.
Yeah, but
can you tell these dummies about Patreon?
Sure can. If you're a member of patreon.com/whogoesthereparkcast podcast, you did get the art. The art being our annual Christmas card. It may have come after Christmas, but guess what? That means it's early as fuck for next Christmas. You're welcome. Featuring some exclusive art from Cal G. It's got us in our very sexy TLC creep pajamas. That's kind of fun. So if you want to get the art, and also you can suggest movies that we will cover on Patreon, go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. Because tonight's movie is our first King pick in a long time.
I seen a rainbow yesterday.
Can you explain The King to these listeners?
So The King pick was a joke that George and I had when we were first starting our Patreon.
Ha, joke's on you.
Yeah, we were just like, yeah, let's start a $50 tier and call it The King tier. We'll make one spot available. No one will ever sign up for it. And that was like 6 or 7 years ago, and the spot's been full the entire time.
Just about. Yeah, just
and
about.
King, King Sam had it for, like, I don't even know how long, but his king pick was just that we do something king, that makes us happy.
King Sam funded a lot of shenanigans for this show.
Yeah, he did.
That is true.
He randomly bought me websites like thisiswhatedoes.com.
Well, let's control the narrative, right? What happened to what happened to King Sam? Where'd he go?
He
became
still,
a family man.
He's still around. He just
dropped. I like how if someone becomes a family man, they can't do this. They can't listen to this show.
He just stepped off the throne, but he still listens to the show.
Having a kid, not that I'm like, oh, it's so difficult. It just fucks your brain. It really does. Like, it's stupid.
You act like it's some life-altering thing.
It's
dude.
Dumb, is what it is. Oh.
It is dumb.
It's dumb as shit, and I regret it.
No, you don't. Don't say that.
Every day.
Every day.
You don't regret it because of Quinn. You regret it because of Micah.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I only wanted one, but this one got kind of fucked up. We're going to try again.
Well, it's the sacrifice you have to make to get to the good one.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man.
So, you want to make an omelet.
Yeah, and that's why he got Quinn. He's all, okay, no
bust
more.
Bust a few ovaries.
That means the third one's going to be
he's
fucked
like,
up
He's
again.
Like, we got the good one.
Yeah, it's every other one.
It's like the Star Trek movies. Well, that's ultra nerd. It's true, though.
Oh, my God. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little film from 1996 called Killer Condom, directed by Martin Waltz, written by Rolf Koenig and Martin Waltz and Mario Kromp. Starring Udo Samel, Peter Lohmeyer, Iris Berben, Leonard Lansick, Mark Richter, Evelyn Kunieke, and a bunch of other German fuckers. Because this movie is in German and it takes place in New York, which is fucking wild.
Yep.
You're just going to mention it like that? That's going to come up again later. This whole New York set.
It's crazy.
This German film set in New York.
It's and actually in New York. Yeah. Like they're not
shot on location.
They're not fucking around.
Well,
this shit is,
at least partially on location. Yeah, the interiors might have been like on a soundstage in the Germany.
The Germans. Yeah. it's about fucking killer condoms, man. It's
what do you want?
What more do you want? Ironically, this film does an incredible job of like kind
of
like
think you're underselling the extravagance of this film.
Turning the corner. Well, it's
not just about killer condoms.
It's crazy.
It's about dope ass macho gay cops that want to butt fuck dudes and be understood by other men, dude.
It does such a great job of like turning around on itself because I go, there's no way I can stand to watch an hour and 47 minutes of this fucking thing. Halfway through, I go, am I enjoying this fucking movie? Is it doing some intentionally like audacious things that I'm like, fuck, what the hell is this talking about? There's trans people that are being like discussed in this film. Gay culture is being discussed in this film. Women's rights are being discussed in this film. And it's fucking bonkers, man.
What are you showing him, dude?
Some bullshit.
Is there something you want to share with the rest of the group?
No. That's why I did it privately and quietly.
Well, that's no fun.
Long story short, I kind of fucking dug it.
32-inch centimeter story short.
That's 12 and a half inches.
That's 32. It's exactly 32.
I did the math immediately.
Who's going next? You going next?
Sure. What? What the fuck?
It's... Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I thought he was fucking crazy when he said it. Hans literally texted me this morning. He's like, I think this movie is going to be more of George's alley. And I'm like, you're fucking dumb, bro. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I think this is going to be up George's alley. And I'm honestly surprised to hear you say it. That fucking turn, like when it got to where it was going, I'm like, wow, I did not see that.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you the moment that this movie turned around for me? So the transvestite, I forget his.
How about you fucking tell that Babette. After we all share our thoughts?
Oh, okay, I'll wait. Babette,
is that it?
I bet.
Yeah, he was done.
Yeah, more or less. It's like, I'd been waiting to see this. I've seen this, the cover of this movie for years.
Yeah.
And I wanted to watch it, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get around to it. And like, I think had I sat down to watch it before and realized it was in German, I wouldn't have watched it. So I'm kind of glad I had to. I don't know that I liked it, or that I'll watch it again.
You got fucking, come on. If you didn't like this, you don't understand life.
I don't.
Okay. What is life? What's life?
All right, well, it's you.
Okay. So Hans is the new king, right?
Yep.
And so the idea for our aggressive expansion, right, is lower budget movies, more obscure movies, foreign movies. Killer condom, right?
It's all of those things.
And I'm going into this like, what the fuck, man? But also excited, but also kind of like, what the fuck, you know? And Hans, I'm super sorry. Like, I doubted you. Like, I really doubted you. Like, not because I didn't know that I'd fucking, this is a movie I would watch several times again. Okay, so I go in expecting fucking killer.
A trash.
Yeah. Movie called Killer Condom. And it really is the fucking rubber that rubs you out, because it starts and it's super kraut. Like, it's like German as fuck, but with fucking American flags in the background. So I'm already like,
it's so weird.
And then it's like in this fucking hotel where there's a shitload of prostitutes.
Hotel Quickie.
The Hotel Quickie.
The name of everything in this movie is weird.
Male and female. And then we get introduced to our protagonist, who's a cop named fucking Inspector
Macaroni.
Luigi Macaroni.
Luigi Macaroni.
Who's Sicilian, speaking German. Dude, and the movie reminds me, you know what it's
He's
like?
Sicilian speaking you German in New York City.
So why would I not be in about any of that? And then add the dicks, add the fucking trans stuff.
Also, we don't see a single dick.
Add the issues that are still timely about the cops giving attention to higher income brackets and no attention to lower income brackets. And add the fucking humor, and that this dude's in love with him because of his 32 centimeter
12 and a half inches.
It's the metric system. They're not fucking savages like us, right?
Right.
And
even though they live in New York.
This is the perfect noir companion piece to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Because it's a gumshoe movie about a fucking killer
condom.
Dude, condo.
It's so much, instead of about Toontown, it's about the dicks. It's about
Dicktown.
It's Dicktown.
It's about the Quickie Mart.
It's got an oddly prophetic, like, Donald Trump character.
It's got some weird shit.
Dude. The German language itself is and always has been fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, they could be talking about breakfast and it's so fucking aggressive.
So yep. Masculine. And I don't mean that like only masculine is aggressive, but you get, it's the fatherland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the only countries on earth that talks about the fatherland instead of the motherland and shit, because they got problems. True story about Germans. And I'm part German.
True story about Germans. They killed a lot of Jews. Well, I'm going to
think about Germans. And I hope, who's our listener? The dude who fucking messaged me on Facebook?
Franz.
His name's Hans, too. So Hans has loved this movie, probably, right? Go.
Hans is getting a real kick out of this film, that's for sure.
God damn, I lost what the fuck I was saying.
I was
about the Germans. They were doing, when GPS was introduced, you know, it's the female voice. They had to recall all of them because the German dudes didn't like being told directions
where to go
by a woman.
Really?
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's a great little point.
Thank you. I think that's important that we mention that on the show.
I agree. Dude, okay. So the film is obviously like, it's crazy. It's bonkers. But the moment it won me over, fucking, she starts singing Killing Me Softly, right? Oh. but dude, it's a fucking cover of the Fugees version.
Yep.
Right, it's not a cover of Roberta Flack's version,
which had come out that same fucking year.
Yep.
So they had the fucking
audacity.
The audacity to cover the song, put it in their fucking movie, and play it straight.
Dude, and they did it for the whole song.
Crazy.
Like, so when they're not showing Babette on the stage, they got like whatever his name is, the guy at the hotel, like, just talking, and they have this song. I text Hans. I'm like, hey, does this song actually have Killing Me Softly playing through a large portion of it? Because it was so, like dominant in the soundtrack that I thought somebody had added it after the fact to be able to throw it up on YouTube. But I was like, that doesn't make
sense. Oh, yeah, mind you, this is a full movie up on YouTube.
Up on YouTube. And it's the only place you can watch it. The DVD on Amazon was, like, $90. And I thought for sure, like, I even looked on the Troma website. I was like, well, I'll pay $5 to Troma for a month to watch it. Nope, not on there either.
And you can't just search for it in YouTube. You have to Google it to yeah. be able to find it.
I also found out that apparently Siri doesn't like the word condom. She doesn't know it. She doesn't want to type it.
No?
It's weird.
You can't, hey, Siri,
I mean, if I condoms? If I say it, she'll say it, but, like, if I start typing it, she doesn't want to do it. She, like, underlines it like it's the wrong like it's word. It's
a naughty word.
Yep. She'll say shit, though.
Where did...
No, let's talk about this Fugees thing, right? This is dope because, like, as Jorge mentioned, it's a cover of the Fugees cover of Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly.
Yeah, and then they do a version of Roberta Flack's
Killing Me Softly. Dear listener, is, like, you know... Killing Me Softly, and then they have another guy going one time, two time.
Well,
they that did, makes it the cover of the Fugees.
They did Roberta another Flack. Song later too, where they did the same thing, where they kept like a very long version of it. And the weird thing is, when Babette was like
Babette,
when she was singing "Killing Me Softly," she wasn't doing the same mouth movements. But the song later that was in English, she was doing like her mouth matched the song. So I don't know what was going on with this. I don't know who spoke English, who didn't, what's like ADR.
I have to think that whatever song was second, I don't know which one, I don't remember. But if you hadn't, because I don't know if Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly was real big in Germany at the time. So apparently Lauryn Hill and the Fugees come out with and I bet this dude didn't know the fucking words. He's just kind of like miming along to it.
Fair.
Brilliant.
Well, maybe they just got the song later.
And they just spliced it in?
Yeah.
They might have.
That's even better.
All of these things make, especially with the added element of time, make this genius, accidental, experimental filmmaking.
Yep.
See, maybe they just used the same footage from both times and we didn't realize it.
We haven't even talked about the whole fucking point of this goddamn
movie. The fucking killer condoms.
Well, what is the fucking point?
Well, the, I guess...
Motherfuck! I'm trying to set up some cool thing, and he knocks it over. Also, the guy looks a little... He doesn't look like Phil Collins, but once I started imagining Phil Collins in the role...
That's all you could think of?
All I could see was Phil Collins fucking...
And then he hears the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's a dope-ass film.
He was playing that role so... straight. I couldn't.
Luigi Macaroni.
I couldn't get over it, man. Those monologues when he's talking about, I grew up in Sicily and the wind would go through the trees.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Well, you know how like a couple episodes ago I was doing those little monologues from movies? This movie has like 15 of them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly fine.
You haven't even seen Boarding House yet.
I was completely overwhelmed at like scene after. It's one of those experiences where I'm like, I can't make notes because it's the whole thing.
Yep.
It's the whole fucking thing, dude. And when that happens, I guess you know what that means. You gotta turn on the heat! Wait, never mind. You don't gotta turn on the
heat. That's Boarding House. Yeah. The fucking, the open letter to like getting people to stay in the house.
Oh my God. Yeah. That shit is...
Which is also a Hans film, right?
Yep. Hans also sent me the DVD.
Well, no, that was originally an Edmund McMillan
thing. That was an Edmund thing, but then Hans sent us each the DVD, and he's like, he loves that movie, and he wanted us to do the commentary on it like we did for...
We'll do it. I'm starting to really wonder about Hans, because how does this happen?
Hans is, like, there's a reason I have a tattoo for this man. He's hilarious.
Besides hilarious, he's got magical abilities.
He does.
Very strange little... diamonds in the rough.
He watches like everything.
Jafar said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Hans is the diamond in the rough himself.
And you saying, look, let's go back to you said something earlier. You don't know if you liked it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I was that entertained. It's a fucking zany movie, but like, I was kind of annoyed that it was in German because like I so.
Okay. See, now we're getting down to brass.
No, I mean, well, so like that was strike. That's
like the best part, okay, man.
So that was
it makes it fucking twice as good.
That was strike one for me because I was like, I had a very busy day today, and I was like, all right, I need to watch this movie. Hopefully I can like do some cleaning while I'm watching
That's
it.
All you
no, mean. I actually had to sit down and pay attention to this movie, and that, like, this is not the kind of movie that I should be having to pay attention
to. You can't, you have to whole ass this
movie. Yeah, I have to whole ass it, and it should be a half ass movie, like maybe half ass at best. I felt like it was a little long for, yeah, I get it, 12 and a half inches.
It's exactly 32 centimeters.
Yeah. And it's exactly like an hour and 42 minutes. And that's long for a movie about killer condoms. But then like when they get to that fucking twist, I had no idea that was coming. And it's just so, I wanted to know more about that. Cause then there's this whole like religious thing. And like, these are genetically engineered condoms. Like I was like, oh cool. There's like some sludge that got in the sewer and just mixed with the condom. No, these are genetically engineered. Because God has spoken to this woman about punishing the heathens. And so, like, you know.
Specifically gay people.
Gays and trans and like cheaters and pimps and all this stuff. So then, like, and then there's this speech about how we should all be happy to have a thing between our legs. And, like.
He's talking about whatever you're fucking. It's cool, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
a
lot of
great. It's a great.
There's a lot of open-mindedness in this movie. It's wild. He's like, before I knew it, I was delivering a sermon.
And that's such a dude. That moment is so bizarre. So he's giving the monologue, right? And you're paying attention to the monologue, and then he voices over the monologue, talking about the monologue.
Yeah,
it's
wild. A choice.
Because then he's talking about, and I didn't really enjoy the light behind me, and I'm like, and the singing of the angels. Like, what the fuck? What have you done?
It's dope.
What have you? Apparently, H.R. Giger was a consultant on this film in some capacity.
Whoa! How'd you find that out? That makes sense when they start.
Doing it was in the credits. Stuff. He was like a cosmetic consultant.
That's fucking dope.
So if you think about like the teeth and stuff, he probably helped design that condom.
When the lady is like dissecting it and talking about all the stuff, you know,
yeah.
And everything it has everything it needs. And then technically it's not an animal, quote unquote, because it doesn't eat the dicks.
Yeah. It doesn't digest
This is them. The kind of film that we're talking about. Dialogue, actual dialogue. Well, technically it's not an animal because it doesn't eat the dicks.
Also, what in is German. What is the red jelly? Is that just blood?
Doesn't matter. It's just like, again.
Well, because they made this big deal. It's like, oh, the condoms get red jelly and they bring me red jelly. And I'm like, do you just like strawberry jam, bro? Is that what this thing is?
Or is it
adrenochrome?
It might be. Like, is it red?
Bloody cum. Maybe that's what
he might. He might just fucking bloody cream pies. That's dope. It's like the cover of that Metallica album, dude.
Well, you mentioned, you said a twist.
Yeah, what's the twist?
Well, like, the twist is, like, I guess the explanation. The movie's dope as fuck. No, because I didn't.
The twist is I actually liked it.
No, honestly, because I expected it to be, like, some kind of just, like, a slime or whatever got into the sewers. And since it's New York and, like, people are disgusting, there's just a bunch of condoms in the sewer and they got, like, infected or radioactive. But finding out that it had like this whole religious thing and there was actually like a reason and people were trying to punish gays, and then like the monologue and like the open-mindedness, and because like throughout the whole movie they kept like ostracizing Babette and like, you know, calling her by her dead name. Yeah,
dead naming her.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it's like, okay, like, well, and then they dropped the F-bomb a lot too in this movie, and it was like, okay, well, yeah, this is a sign of the times. It's very problematic. And then it's like, no, 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 no. We were just making you think we were problematic so we can just like dazzle you with how woke we are.
For being 1996. No. He's doing it. You are afflicted, my friend, with calling anything that is like this woke.
It is woke.
Shut the fuck
96.
Up.
96.
Yeah, no, it's was woke. It's
to be an abolitionist 200 years ago.
It's then, woke right? as fuck. It's, yeah. No. Going against you the norm. You're
afflicted with the
so
woke
in
thing.
So in 1996, when like being gay was still very like.
You mean that it's ahead of its time and.
Yeah, it's ahead of its thinking, time. It's woke.
Not woke.
Yeah, it's woke.
Woke is derogatory coming
no,
from
No, it's
you.
Not.
I know what it means, no, ass. You're woke. Yeah, it was woke you for bitch. Jesus to get nailed to a fucking
you
cross,
woke
right?
Bitch.
Super woke.
Yeah, super woke.
Yeah.
Because it was he didn't woke. Go along with the fucking
it was
yeah.
it was woke for him
because
to rise
Jesus
at the three
was out
days.
There.
It was woke.
He was out there spreading fake news.
Chill out and lay down with his
14-year-old niece.
Stop beating his wife for a little bit and fuck his niece.
Exactly. It was woke for Muhammad to say, hey, we don't need to kill the daughters if you already have one. You know what I mean? That was woke,
that
right?
That is woke.
No, come on. There's forward-thinking stuff. Yeah. This movie is very evolved. This movie is living in the future.
Yeah, it does. It does the thing. It does the thing where it's dropping a whole bunch of F-bombs and not. I mean, obviously in a derogatory manner, but I don't think that anybody, because Macaroni,
he gets
upset. He goes, don't you dare call me that. And I don't know if at that point he was still trying to be the straight dude in law enforcement, but he straight up tells his coworker, he's like, yeah, I like to fuck dudes. That's just how it is, man.
I have the exact scene and I love it, dude. Here, you go on. You go on. Let me find this.
You go. Go on, King.
Actually, I got it, dude.
You got it. You're good.
I got it. Okay, so he says, you're a real man. You should give it a try. Women would throw themselves at you. And he goes, quit bugging me, Sam. I'm not interested in women. Okay, I like firm male asses, not piss flaps. Good point. Right, and let's get this clear. I want to be tolerated, accepted, and understood. He says, grabbing the guy's shirt.
Yeah,
which is like, haven't we all thought maybe a dude would understand me better? Occasionally,
every once in a while,
heterosexual butt fucking.
This film is normalizing heterosexual butt fucking,
and also homosexual butt fucking.
And when he puts it like this, I want firm male asses, not piss flaps. For once, I finally see why women like men. Because they want firm male asses, not piss flaps. It makes sense. I don't want a fucking little face hugger looking thing, you know? I want a firm male ass.
Please hug my face with it.
Wow. Put so eloquently, it's amazing.
I want a firm male ass, Rhett Creel 2023.
Not piss flaps.
Yeah.
No, but no, I have to respect a firm it. Male ass. If that's woke, then wake me up.
Before I go.
Jesus, man. No, it makes a lot of sense, man. This is the movie that is like, I'm actually thinking about going full on. You know what I mean? Just
full on gay. You're just gonna kick Sophia to the curb.
Hi, Sophia.
You could just ask her to peg you.
No, it's a. I love this movie.
Be like, I want my firm male ass.
I gotta say, it's the best celibate I've ever heard. Like, so Hans, like, you've introduced me to latent aspects of myself, and with killer condom
just made Rhett question his placement on the Kinsey scale.
Well, not really question it, just accept it.
It's made me question the validity of pursuing and piss flaps. You know what I'm saying?
And the pursuit of them.
Yeah, I mean, what was this all about? For real.
Not the pursuit of piss flaps.
Obviously, it's reducing everything to just a mere physical thing. But It is.
Also, his relationship with while you know, the age gap is a touch. There's some things going on there, but his relationship with the younger guy. I'm kind of like, I ship these two.
Look at it.
He looks like a fucking Skyrim character.
I'd get castration anxiety if I were you. I'd get penis envy if I was.
Hell yeah. I mean, hell yeah. He's got a 12.5-inch baseball bat, and he's just like, yeah. It's no big deal. When they first mention it, like, he unzips his zipper and it casts a shadow on the prostitute.
It's amazing.
It's such a cute condom, and they're so big too. They're like baby nipples, like the baby bottle nipples.
Dude, the noises they made, man, were unbelievable.
They're so cute. It's like that game Worms.
Oh my god!
Little backflipping condoms.
How do you decide to make this movie? A, B, probably ship too many people and too much camera equipment to fucking New York.
Like, why? What is the point? I don't understand how they make a German movie in New York, starring a Sicilian.
There was also one black dude who I think didn't speak native. Like German natively, but they somehow threw like a New York twang on his German, and I go, wow, that's impressive, that's man. Something. What did they do here?
So it was distributed in the United States by Troma Entertainment.
Yep.
Right?
Makes sense.
Which promoted the film at the Cannes Film Festival, which is insane.
Yeah.
With the help of a 6-foot-long fanged condom.
Dope.
So this film's entire journey is beautiful. It's a thing of beauty. It shouldn't exist. This is probably another example of hard-on collider shit. Because also, this movie is nearly now, we're going on 25 years. We're going on a quarter century of Killer Condom.
Yep.
And
it's already over 25 years.
I'll tell you this. This is one of the... Okay.
Oh, 96.
One of these moments that I actually start to feel my age. Because I start this movie and I go, oh, I wonder what year this started. This looks like late 70s,
yep,
early 80s kind of fucking shit. And I look it up and I go, 96?
It's mid-90s, but it's super low budget.
And then I hear the Fugees cover and I'm kind of imploding because I don't quite know how to react to it because it's an old as fuck looking movie with a goddamn Fugees cover and I'm into this weirdo ass film. And
another Bob with bitch tits.
What do you mean?
Fight Club, dude.
I know that, but who's the other Bob with bitch tits?
Bobette.
It's not the same. Bob in Fight Club has bitch tits because...
I know what his bitch tits are.
Okay, but that's not why.
Still Bob, Bobette. Still a Bob with boobs, dude.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Okay.
Did we see the boobs?
No, we didn't even see dick in a movie called Killer Condom.
We saw chopped off dick.
I don't know.
See, it was when you in guys, the condom,
here's
right?
Here's the thing, you guys. It's very similar. Sometimes a woman with clothes on is sexier than their clothes
on. You don't want to see the 32, or you want to like obscure it.
I
want to
imagine
the 32. Yeah.
I want to see it. Or at least put on some tights and let me see the outline.
They have
it.
A whole genre of film for that.
Yeah, I don't want it though. That's not special.
It is special, probably.
Nah, it's when you're watching the movie and special. You don't expect to see a dong. It's like, oh, that's a dong.
Oh, like when you're like in Gone Girl that you see Ben Affleck.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit.
The monthly Gone Girl Ben Affleck reference.
Yeah. It's huge.
I mean, it's a good
it's a fucking
size.
Hammer.
It's a tire swing.
Hammer Affleck.
It's fucking Thor Affleck.
So this dude, the actor's name is Otto Sanders, it looks like. And his performance was praised for a good example of his comic gifts. And then certain critics said it was a strained, tedious sex horror comedy. Others said that it dealt with dislocation, that its level of deadpan humor was considerably above Troma's usual adolescent subnorm. Agreed. And it deals with urban anime, love and tolerance. Comic relief while reflecting tension and anxiety over sexual activity for procreation versus merely for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jorge, you mentioned a slew of things it dealt with earlier.
I did.
What were they?
I mean, it explored trans issues, which was very cool.
And very early.
Very, very early and kind of intelligently at the same time.
Kind
of
sexy.
Kind
of. Oh, wait a minute.
Kind of sexy.
Babe.
But yeah, no, it's a weirdo ass movie that somehow manages to be thoughtful and introspective at the same time. It's a very strange mix, and somehow they've got the sauce.
More sauce for the goose.
So it's on YouTube. It's available in its entirety on YouTube.
Yep.
It's like a low quality transfer. What do they call it? Do they call it a rip, dude?
Probably,
dude.
And but nonetheless, yeah, if you're into zany yep. shit and you need to see all the absurd things, this is one of the absurd things.
If the idea of the Germans naming a Italian character Luigi Macaroni
fucking dope
does it for you, then the rest of this film is
settle in, Sally.
On fucking point, man. Luigi fucking Macaroni.
That's like Viagra Boy shit, dude. Like, it's so fucking
that's good.
From, so wild.
From fucking Sicily. Oh, that's, man.
That's pretty goddamn good, though. It's not. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on in the movie, but I think it's
actually very plot heavy. Like, wait, I mean, at one point, they don't want him to go there because he's a regular there. So the other cop
has to go there and try to infiltrate the place so that
they can, out the condom. They talked about bandana culture in there too, but didn't they say in this one they said the yellow was fisting, right?
No, pissing.
Oh, okay, that's
red. See, is fisting.
I didn't know anything about that. Even when you mentioned bandana culture.
Bandana culture, it's a whole thing in the gay community. Like, you, depending on which pocket you have it in, it's you either want to give or receive. And every color means a different thing. Like, I think, like, light blue means you're looking to, like, for a blowjob. And, like, if you have it in the right pocket, you're looking to get.
So it's like the houses in Harry Potter. Like, if you're Gryffindor.
Well, I mean, like, kind of if you were
Slytherin.
If you were fishing for specific houses, you know, if you're like, I want a Gryffindor that will piss on my face. Yeah.
For real, then.
Or, like, you know, that let me shit.
Well, I mean, the sorting hat will be like, you are going to take piss in the You are cucked.
I mean, I think the idea initially was that it was kind of a hiding in plain sight sort of deal where, you know, a persecuted community could communicate with each other without, you know, verbally saying it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No, I saw it in action, though. Like, living in Hillcrest, you just see it, and then you see people start talking to each other, and then they disappear into a car together.
And then you found out through experience.
No, I actually found out when I worked at a smoke shop that sold sex toys and was next to a fetish shop. That's where I met the man Fistifer. Remember Mikey talking about Fistifer?
Holy shit.
Vaguely.
Yeah. The guy used to like to be fisted and then have handfuls of macaroni shoved into his ass and then, like, shit it back out and then have it fed to him.
Coincidence? I think not. Macaroni.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes that shit.
Luigi Macaron.
That's what I mean. There are some,
Luigi Fistifer.
I have to say, too, that's what I mean. There are some brave souls on this planet. These guys are getting fists of macaroni shoved up his fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
What does it take to get to this point?
I don't know, man. When I see some of those sex toys. I'm
just so far behind at this point. I will never scale these.
You're not going to catch up to fistfuls of macaroni in your asshole.
There's no chance I will be able to scale that summit. He had a problem with just a
dickhead.
Yeah, you're right, because there is no point in my life where I'm gonna be like, you know what, let's go full tilt.
It's on, like, you know what, fetish. A finger feels good, a fist is gonna feel great, and if that fist is lubed up with macaroni and cheese, fuck yeah.
What is it? Was mac and cheese? It wasn't just macaroni.
Yeah, no, it was mac and
cheese. Wow,
that's Fistifer.
It's so fucking specific, man. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's when you know it's just like.
I mean, it's
his own like performance art.
Maybe it's something about the Velveeta cheese mixing with his feces.
Well, you know when delicious. You mix up macaroni and cheese, that sound. I bet that probably
macaroni feels ASMR. That's some wet ass pussy
up in your ass, dude.
That's some wet ass pussy.
Goddamn.
Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy.
Who does that song, dude?
Fistifer.
Ben Shapiro.
Macaroni dude. In my ass. That's some wet ass pussy. That Ben Shapiro version was good.
That's some wet ass pussy.
He's like, you might want to get that checked out because I've never seen my wife.
My wife's never had a wet pussy. Been wet.
That's called vaginismus.
Self-godium.
That's what a self-report. Well, what can you say about the youth in this movie, dude?
They're dope.
We were freshmen in high school when this shit came out.
Imagine if you had seen this in high school.
I don't know.
Maybe now we would have been having macaroni fisted in our ass. It's a real like gateway fisting movie. You could see that. I could see that.
You could see that.
There's like, you know, there's gateway horror and then there's gateway fisting. And
gateway to fisting.
I would have paid a lot more attention to bandanas had I known. Like, because back in high school, everybody had a bandana for some reason or another.
Well, that's the thing, too. We don't want to assume anything,
yeah,
right?
No, I'm going to assume everything. Anytime I see somebody with a bandana, I'm like, oh, yeah, they want to eat fucking macaroni and cheese out of somebody's ass.
You're just going to bend over in the street in front of them with macaroni in your ass?
I'm going to see if I can find...
Like, what the fuck?
I'm going to see if I can find the code, like what they mean. Why do you keep farting? Like his butthole is just loose. His butthole is just loose.
You started farting before you even ate.
Hey, maybe it was anticipation.
Okay.
It's
called the handkerchief code, and it was originated in the 80s.
This is important.
Let's see.
It's handkerchief code.
Topical.
Okay, so dark blue, this is from the 1980s book. Dark blue means Greek, which is butt sex.
Here's the key. The handkerchief code key.
Red is FF-er and FFA receiver, whatever that is. Mustard color is has 8 inches plus or wants 8 inches.
Imagine
plus.
Imagine false advertising with your mustard color.
you're like, wait a second.
Light.
You've lied to me.
You fuck.
Light blue is you're a 69er versus no 69ing. Orange is you're down for anything versus down for nothing, depending on what pocket.
What down for nothing?
Yeah. So if you so if you have an orange in your right pocket, you're not down for anything, I guess.
Just not have one. Then don't have a fucking handkerchief. Ass.
Yellow is golden idiot. Shower. Olive drab has uniform or wants uniform. Green is hustler and buyer. Brown is scat top or scat bottom. Gray is master slave. White is jerk off or give jerk off, and black is whipper and whippy.
Whipper and witch.
You all right over there, dude? I think you've actually got a problem.
Oh wait, that's from 1980, but there's okay. So
an updated list.
Oh my god, there's so much more. So black has heavy S&M top or heavy S&M bottom. Gray bondage top, fit to be tied. Gray with white checks, safe sex top, safe sex bottom. Gray with black, light S&M top, light S&M bottom. Gray flannel, owns a suit, likes men in suits. Black with white stripe, likes black bottoms, like black tops. Charcoal, latex fetish.
See, this look. Let me tell you, this is why guys are better.
Then what?
We cut through the bullshit. It's I want a blowjob.
This is why gay guys are better.
This is why gay guys.
Okay, say that. Don't say the other one.
What's your
misogynist? This is woke. If you say this is why gay guys are better.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Shit, it alternates. I'm not a child. I'll go with blue. I'll go with blue.
Okay,
so like turquoise blue, like you know, like a sea green.
Okay, so
sea foam.
Okay, so you would probably be either
not based on the color. You don't do it that way.
No, I know, but just based, I'm doing it based on your color because there's a fuckload to go through.
Holy shit.
So just based on your color. Look at that. The blue teal, cock and ball torturer if it's worn on the left, or torturee if it's on the right.
Only psychological cock and ball torture.
If you're light blue.
Via text. That's what I do.
You either want to suck cock or you want your cock sucked.
Hell yeah.
You want your cock sucked.
Light blue with a white stripe is sailor or looking for salty semen. Blue Air Force is pilot or flight attendant, likes flyboys.
That's if you're like a fascist bootlicker gay guy. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. You want a cop? So
if you worship authority.
What's your favorite color, George?
I guess red.
Red. Okay, so
it's an angry color.
Bro. Red is fist fucker, fist fucky.
There we go.
Red with a white stripe is shaver and shavy.
Oh
no, this is George's right here. Red with black stripe, furry bear, likes bears.
Ooh,
the bear culture.
Let's see.
Everyone knows that. So wait a minute, you can't base it on the thing you're looking at. This is already biased.
Red black stripe boy.
Don't look at it. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue, but my second is purple. So a purple would be, there's Paisley that wears boxer shorts, likes, purple.
What's blue?
Blue, we already did blue.
No, you did fucking teal blue.
So I did most of the, so there's light blue, which is wants head, cocksucker, blue, robin's egg, 69er, anything but 69, blue, medium, cop sucker.
You're a cop sucker.
Navy blue is
cop sucker.
Cop fucker.
Navy blue is fucker and fucky.
Oh, fucker.
And then there's like light blue with different things that are likes white suckers, likes black, likes Latino, likes Asian. Purple is piercer and piercy.
So could you wear,
piercer and piercy.
Could you like mix them up? Be like, I want to do
just
like
have like seven bandanas. Well, no, in one
like
pocket.
Could you be like, I'm in like fisty slash like 69 mood tonight.
So I imagine. Oh yeah, I mean you could like depending on what you want that moment, you could just swap.
You could be like
out.
Miles. Just come out with a cape made of handkerchiefs of every yeah. possible hue.
You just put a rainbow flag in your back pocket.
Yeah. You'd be like fucking Miles from Sonic the Hedgehog with the fucking tail yep. coming out.
There's like six tails. Yeah, it's informative. You learn things on the Who Goes There podcast.
Gay culture's so awesome, man.
That's great.
Like, I wish we could be that forward.
Yeah, right.
Or I wish I could be that forward. Let me be specific.
Red with white gingham, park sex top, park sex bottom.
Park sex?
Yeah.
You're familiar.
Wait, why? What is this?
I mean, not in many years. And with the opposite sex in a park. But that sucks, right? That's like, so that's you, not impressive anymore.
If you see somebody with a Union Jack in their pocket, they're either a skinhead top or a skinhead bottom.
What?
So if you see somebody with a Union Jack in their right back pocket, they're a skinhead that wants to get fucked in their ass.
I mean, look,
why
dude,
a Union Jack?
Don't know.
That's weird. Well, skinheads, yeah. Skinhead culture came from that.
That's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anywho, that's a killer condom.
Thanks, Hans, for sparking Hans. This discussion.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Hans.
Next week, Megan?
Next week, Megan.
Wow. Megan.
One good thing about Megan.
I don't know what it is yet. You would know what the one good thing about Megan is.
I can't tell you till next week.
He won't tell us whether it's good or bad. Which makes me think he loved it.
It's overwhelmingly getting positive reviews, so that's already, you should be concerned.
I hate it already.
But it's probably going to be dope.
No, it's going to be trash.
I'm trying not to say anything.
Let's just keep speculating until we piss him off.
Yeah.
This whole thing of like,
it's the worst movie of the year.
Also like, oh, if the critics like it, then he likes, no, that's not always true.
No, it's if Rhett likes it, we don't like it. And so we're assuming you like it.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Ass!
That's what we're saying.
Saying that some people have accused me that me reading the critics thing like makes my view of the movie, and that is definitely not always the fucking case, especially with horror movies.
There you go.
Or comedies. Like Grandma's or anything. Boy. Or anything.
I watched Grandma's Boy recently.
Jorge.
Grandma's Boy is fantastic.
Signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Ree.
We'll see you next week.
For Megan.
Fuck Megan.
Megan, your jacket.
Megan, I don't want to be the drunk girl at the party.
No.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world.